You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 236 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for June 22nd, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So I hope everyone had a great Father's Day yesterday. I'm taping this episode on Father's Day. It's early in the morning, earlier for, you know, a lot of fathers who get up, got up around 6:30 this morning to do some work, and now recording this, and then I'm about to start my day. I know it's going to be a great one. But wanted to share a Father's Day related message combined with the Crushing It message that I had planned for today. So the Father's Day message is this. We have to think about why we are pursuing these goals on this podcast. So why are we looking at rainmaking activities like marketing, sales, leadership? Why are we looking to build our business if we're in a law firm, right? And the question to me is, I think it's twofold. Number one, you want to be the best person, the best attorney that you can be. And so that goes, yes, of course, that means that you expect to be compensated for that. And certainly, you know, I'm compensated well, but, you know, certainly, hopefully when I'm, you know, building clients, hopefully we'll become a partner one day soon at my firm, then I'll be, you know, compensating even more. But I think that's just, that is a reason, but maybe not the reason. Because thinking about Father's Day, and, you know, if you have children, they're, you know, really the reason why that you do this, right? That's the reason why I do it, right? I have two kids. I have a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old. My 16-year-old is going to go off to college in a couple of years. And yes, we do have a college fund for him. But I think in terms of, you know, long-term success, you know, I got married relatively young, right? Right out of undergrad, and started having kids right after law school. So they kind of grew up as, you know, we came into our own as adults. You know, a lot of people, you know, wait to have kids, and that's great too. The advantage that they have, right, is that they're already where I want to be. So if you think about it, like, you know, partners at law firms who have a big book of business, they're doing well financially, and now, you know, they're starting to have kids. So their kids, you know, have that sort of like financial benefit, right? But, you know, for someone like me who has been, you know, building, and my kids have seen that, you know, they haven't really had that financial benefit, right? You know, but on the other hand, I think of it this way. They've sort of seen the process, right? Plus, you know, because I started having kids earlier, I will be able to spend much more time with them, hopefully, because, you know, I started having kids younger, and I won't be, you know, I'll have just have more time with them. So I guess what I'm trying to say is what we're building here is for a legacy. We're building here for our kids, for ourselves, yes, but we're also building things for our kids, for posterity, for our clients. We're doing it much more than just for us personally. So I guess that's, and that dovetails into our message today because of this. So today's message is about work, and that you got to do a lot of work to build a personal brand. You got to do a lot of work to build clients. You got to have a strategy, yes, but the strategy and the business plan is nothing without you actually going out and doing the work. And doing the work in personal branding can be hard. It can be a lot because you're trying to make all this content for these, you know, for your audience, right? Not only that, but as we'll talk about, you know, later on as we get into the specific platforms, part of the strategy also is commenting on other people's posts and direct messaging people who you want to have a relationship with and, you know, potential, you know, joint ventures with and the like. So there's a lot going on, right? And so how do you find time to do that? Well, when you're younger, when you're first starting out. So I know that a lot of young lawyers listen to this podcast, which is awesome. And just talking to y'all, you have the time now to do it. What Gary Vaynerchuk talks about in this particular part of Crushing It is that you really have two ways of doing this, right? If you decide to do a business related personal brand, so if you're doing, you know, it's like something like I'm doing, where you're doing a lawyer podcast, or you have a personal brand where you take a certain component of the law, maybe family law, or maybe, I don't know, cannabis law or entertainment law, and you focus on that in particular, then what you have to do is you really do have to not be distracted by everything else that you could do in your life. Because as a young person, you know, you want to live in the moment, and you want to have fun. You want to go out with your friends. You want to, you know, play Xbox. You want to, you know, go to the bars. You want to have fun, right? I think that's true for everyone. And maybe it's just a stereotype that I'm, you know, propagating. But, you know, young people want to get out. They want to do stuff. They don't want to work all the time, which I totally get, right? But when you're building a personal brand, you almost have to shut that part out, or at least spend less time on that so you can do the work. When you're someone like me, when you have kids, when you, you know, have a spouse, when you have all this other stuff going on, you got to find the time, right? So if you have a job, you have other responsibilities, then you got to find the time to do the work. So that means for me, that means getting up earlier than probably normal people would do on Father's Day. You know, so, you know, I got up early. I read this Supreme Court case I'm going to be writing an article on. I'm doing this podcast. You know, things that I got to do before I can start my day. And what I really preach this to everybody is, you know, you got to at least think about how you're going to plan out the next day, the night before you go into it. Because if you don't, you can get caught waking up late, spending time on the wrong things, and then you're going to look up and say, you know, wow, where did the time go? Now, there's another way of going about this, of course, which is building your brand around the thing that you love or that you love to do for fun and relaxation. Because then you can spend more time doing that and you can build your brand around that. So if you're a great golfer and you love golf or baseball or, I don't know, theater or ballet, or sewing, or scrapbooking, if that's even a thing anymore. There are so many things that you do that you love, and you do it for fun and relaxation. You can make that your part, you build your personal brand upon that. Because as I said before, if you develop a great personal brand, and you're a great sewer, for example, okay, and maybe you have an Etsy store, maybe you don't, but I'm not even really talking about, you know, making a business out of it, although you can. If you have a YouTube channel about sewing, people, again, they're going to look, and if you have a really engaging personality, if you build your brand in the right way, people are going to look and they're going to say, wow, this person is really cool. He makes, you know, great clothes or whatever, right? Who is this person? And then you go into it, you're going to look farther into, you know, your bio or whatever. You're going to find out, oh, this dude's a lawyer. That's really cool. He's a sewer and a lawyer, right? Or, you know, she's a great basketball player and a lawyer. Or, you know, he's really interested in the theater and a lawyer, right? She, I don't know, she creates art and she's a lawyer. That's really neat. And they're going to go back and they may refer business to you because of that, right? You're going to get your name out there. I mean, I can't tell you how many publications that I've seen where the article is about, yes, this person's a lawyer, but this person is also a pilot or an actor or a painter or whatever it is. People love to read those kind of stories. That can be you as well. So if you want to, if there's something that you're really passionate about in terms of, you know, things outside of the law, build your brand upon that, because then you can actually spend time doing the thing that you really love. For me, I'm really, you know, passionate about, you know, building my business. I'm really passionate about, you know, finding out these marketing things. I'm really passionate about, how to be a great leader and how to lead people to do things. That's what I'm really passionate about. And I'm also really passionate about, you know, emotional intelligence skills, you know, wellness, well-being. So that's what I build my brand around. What are you going to build your brand around so you can do the work that's required in order to do it right? The other thing that he says is, and I'm going to wrap this up in the next minute or so, is that if you're not willing to do the work, then as Gary Vaynerchuk says, for God's sake, don't complain when your business doesn't grow as fast or as big as you want it to. That's a direct quote from what he says. And that is just so true. You have no right to complain about where your business is if you're not willing to put in the work to do it consistently. Especially if you're a person like me who, you know, grew up not having, you know, business connections, or grew up not having lawyers as a role model, or grew up not having those like soft skills that will bring in business. Because if you didn't have those connections, like for me, I didn't have those connections growing up. I didn't work in a prosecutor's office or, you know, some other office. I didn't clerk, right? I just went right into a law firm, which, you know, I had really great connections at the law firms that I've been at. But I didn't really have those, you know, growing up connections. So for me, it's more incumbent upon me to do the work, right? Same thing for you. If you want to have the life that you want to achieve for yourself and for your family, put in the work. For your daily action item, I want you to think about where you are in this process. Okay, we've talked about a lot of things over the past, you know, few days about how to build your brand and the things that you're going to build it on. And we have a few more things to go through before we actually start getting into the tactics of it. But at the end of the day, you know where your work level has been, where your work ethic has been in terms of getting your personal brand off the ground, in terms of creating content, documenting what you've been up to, and putting the time and effort into it. And if you think you're a little low on that scale, I want you to think about putting together a time management plan. It doesn't have to be a completely, you know, really evolved thing, but think about, you know, where can you fit in an hour, maybe 2 hours of building your brand each day? That could be getting up in the morning. That could be staying late at night. That could be, you know, taking, you know, your lunch hour to do it. Whatever it is, how are you going to find the time to do it? Because that's the only way that you're going to be successful. The only way I'm going to be successful is by putting in the time and the work. So I would invite you to join in the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AttorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile, so please let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club, continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be Wednesday, June 24th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.